In 1869, African American men were given the right to vote. In 1920, women were given the right to vote. Finally, in 1965, the Voting Rights Act ensured that minorities could exercise their right to vote. In 1971, the voting age was lowered from 21 to 18, giving young adults the right to vote.
Vote, 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 vote. I really think you should vote, 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 vote. I really think you should vote, 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 vote.
Voting should be valued. Your choice counts. And people don't want to live in some dirty, polluted country.
So everyone should vote. Not on rare occasions, but on all occasions.
Politicians pay attention to issues young people care about when they vote. Candidates who pay attention to young people's needs will make young people care about voting so they can make a difference. As I say in I Can't Wait to Vote, I think we're seeing in this election what can happen when you pay attention to young people.
Need more reasons? On Super Tuesday, a little more than 3 million people under 30 voted.
Also, candidates are addressing issues that young people care about. Voting is how a citizen expresses opinions because that's when you could make something better and happier for people to live their life. It's how our system of government works. Citizens are supposed to vote.
The dictionary defines a democracy as a government in which power rests. I don't want to live in some dirty old polluted country that uses up all its resources from bad, greedy decisions.
Vote now. You can make a difference, little bit by little bit.
Your vote counts, so remember to vote every time.
This PSA was brought to you by
Brittany,
Nasanet, and
Mia.